producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, we're seeing here an example of Alan Greenfield's supreme mystical powers. When he says, the Paracast, right?
I try to project as well as I possibly can that which is.
So we're talking here about UFOs not necessarily coming from other planets, but from other realities, and also the possible rarity with which life begins and flourishes in the universe. Of course, we talk also about the possible discovery of Goldilocks planets, which just seem to be in the precise area and of a size and configuration that they might be able to spawn life. And then we have other theories here, like the theory of Mars, about all the crazy things that happen on Mars. And maybe at one time in the past, Mars had some sort of intelligent life.
Well, the panspermia theory is that life elsewhere got life here started. However, and indeed there have been fragments of planetary collisions that have been found on Earth that seem to originate on Mars. I mean, we know a lot about Mars now because we actually have probes on the surface of Mars. And in the 1990s, a meteorite was found in Antarctica that seemed to have originated on Mars and seemed to have organic molecules in it. And there was a debate as to whether those organic molecules had sort of leached in from an earthly source or were a contaminant or something. But there's a good indication that they came here from Mars. And that's, you know, since we now actually, and in fact, what was it, in the 1970s, since the 1970s, have been capable of sending probes and landing them on Mars, it's fairly easy to taking a look at the solar system. There's been so much asteroid and meteor activity that it would be very surprising if there was not some substance from a neighboring and somewhat similar planet that sometimes approaches Earth relatively closely, as these things are reckoned, closer than anything else other than the moon.
So the long and short of it is, we are the Martians?
That's a very distinct possibility. Now, there may not have been Martians. There may have simply been organic molecules or unicellular life at one time. Something big came and collided with Mars. We know that because Mars's atmosphere being less dense than ours, at least now, we can see the craters. There are plenty of craters on Earth as well, but because we have an atmosphere and topsoil and all kinds of erosion, the craters on the moon, where there is no air, are much more obvious than the craters on Earth. Nevertheless, those collisions have sent things everywhere. We saw an asteroid break up into three pieces and go into the planet Jupiter, causing, even though it's of enormous size and limited density, nevertheless, it had a terrific effect on Jupiter, although it was, you know, not huge in terms of the size of Jupiter. Point being that the notion that life on Earth may have begun earlier than it might have because organic molecules or the remnants of a Martian civilization, whatever, came to Earth long ago and began life here a lot sooner than we would otherwise expect it. However, I did want to make the point about life elsewhere in the universe that given they used to say, and it was really one of those arguments that people who are disinclined to believe any kind of supernatural forces in the universe would make. They said, the Bob Newhart routine, an infinite number of monkeys and an infinite number of typewriters would eventually type all the great books, To Be or Not to Be, that is the Gazornan plan. I say that we don't have an infinite amount of time. We know now the approximate age of our universe as currently defined, and it isn't an infinite amount of time. And there's a lot of space out there, although it's not empty space as we thought for many decades between the mythos of the ether of space and the current mythos of dark matter and dark energy, both of which were and are approximations to just simply say space is not empty. What it contains, we don't know, but we can see the effects of it in terms of the distribution of the universe and the speed at which it moves. It would not be explainable in any other terms. There is something, perhaps the word thing is inadequate, some force, if you will, that we can't see or touch or feel or measure exactly, that nevertheless exerts a lot of energy on the universe. Point is, we know a great deal about the universe, and given the amount of time since the Big Bang, the notion that life, intelligent life, would have evolved anywhere is subject to question. So how did we happen? Well, if you want to stay within non-creationist theories, that is, orthodox scientific theories, you'd have to say, we were damn lucky. We were very fortunate, assuming that you think that being alive is a good thing. To be alive and conscious at this point may be an exceedingly rare thing in the entire universe. It may be very premature, in fact. It may be that we came very, very early in the long history that the universe is likely to have, the end of which is strongly debated. Will it collapse on itself? Will it expand into infinity and eventually sort of tear apart just because there's not enough material to and energy to sustain it? You can argue it either way, or for a long time there was the notion that things were what they called steady state, and that apparently is completely out of the question now as far as scientists are concerned. The nature of the universe is such that probably if one were to have some kind of expectation that intelligent life would evolve simply based on contemplation of it, which is an interesting thing because, after all, we are conscious beings, and we are the ones who are contemplating it, so ipso facto, we're here. We think, therefore, we are. But we could be an anomaly, in which case we may be, and for the first time in the last 10, 15 years, some scientists have begun to completely question the Drake equations and not only say that life in the universe is rare, but we may be the only exception or one of very few, and that would mean others would be scattered in the unbelievable distances among galaxies that are distributed all across the universe.
So the theory goes that the amount of life that spawns in the universe is not very high, so therefore the chances that an intelligent civilization would arise are very low, and it's even lower the possibility that civilization would be advanced enough to communicate with another.
I think that there is a great plausibility to that, whereas when I first got started with this stuff, continental drift was still denied at that point by orthodox science. I mean, that was taught as nonsense when I was in school, but, in high school anyway.
So therefore, we have a situation here where if certain people are elected president of the United States, we will magically return to another reality, the reality of the 1950s. Can you dig it? Chris O'Brien's on special assignment, but he will be with us on the next episode of After the Paracast. He'll tell us all what he's up to. And I've got some news that is tentative, but we hope it's final, and that is we have scheduled Whitley Strieber to join us on the Paracast the second week of February. In the meantime, we've got my old friend Alan Greenfield here to join us with lots of fascinating talk. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're talking here on the Paracast about the possibility that instead of coming from other planets, UFOs, assuming they are real, come from alternate realities. And we're talking to my old friend Alan Greenfield. Chris O'Brien is on special assignment. So, Alan, what about the scientific community. How many scientists out there are talking not the possibility of life in outer space, but life in alternate realities?
Well, in quantum physics, most of them. There is a disconnect between the quantum physicists, who nobody denies at this point, or almost no one denies, are the orthodox notion of the nature of reality. Let's say biology and biological sciences, which has not had the kind of revolution that you have in physics. I think that is coming. And in my opinion, not only is it coming, but that it's going to be a paradigm shift of major proportions, comparable to that which occurred with Newton and with Einstein. And when it occurs, that is, what the quantum physicists have known since the 1920s filters out into, let's say, a high school biology class, we're going to look at reality in an entirely different way. But in the meantime, there's this disconnect between the theoretical physicists who nobody else is going to say that they're not correct, but integrating that with bioscience or technology or whatever, there are very few meeting points. And even where there are, there seems to be they seem to be oblivious to the implications of it. We have quantum processes going on inside of our own brains right now. And there is a lot of talk in the technology sector about quantum computing. But the reason that quantum computing is so unimaginably fast has direct implications for the theoretical structures that I'm mentioning. And yet people that work with quantum computing are only interested in the speed. They're not interested in the implications. I understand practical science. It's a good thing. But I wish there was more integration between theory and practice. But what I'm saying, it's very important, Gene, to realize that what I'm saying is absolutely within the orthodox fold. There are conservative scientists who would be horrified by it, but very few people who actually understand quantum physics who are not in touch with it and disturbed by it because the implications are staggering. My feeling is that because this is the case, whether it's generally realized or not, in the little corner of the universe that we work in with strange phenomena and high weirdness and whatever you want to call it, the reason there has been so, or one of the main reasons there has been so little progress from the earliest investigative groups to the present is because most of them have stuck to the line that either we're dealing with extraterrestrial visitations. That term jumps out of the television sets every day. All you have to do is turn on the History Channel or even the Smithsonian Channel, and it's always extraterrestrials. The guy with the big hair that looks like an antenna, extraterrestrials. It's possible that ancient aliens, blah, 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 aliens meaning extraterrestrials. It's possible that extraterrestrial. All of that has gone nowhere. It establishes nothing, and it's never anything that you can wrap yourself around and say, well, here's the evidence for it. So the other alternative in this false dichotomy is that these are all explainable in terms of natural phenomena. I think not, and I think not because there's too much of it and it's too prevalent throughout human history and as far back as people doing rather sophisticated artwork on the walls of caves. So I think that the probability is we are dealing with something, quote, real, unquote. And if it's not within that false dichotomy of spaceships or natural phenomena, perhaps it would do well for ufologists, for example, and perhaps even parapsychologists to stop looking for these they used to call telepathy mental radio. It has nothing to do with radio or radio waves or anything like that. Ufologists have been looking to the stars and looking for ways for there to the emergent ways to get around the speed of light paradox for distant alien visitations and start looking in another direction. I think the confluence of paranormal research, magic or occultism, ufology, and the hunt for critters, cryptozoology, need to look in the direction that I am proposing. And if they do, I think you will find a rich reward. And let me say one thing about it that was something that I wish you had been at, but I don't know, you know, what the circumstances were. But last summer we had a reunion of many of the people who go back to the very, very beginning of the Congress of Scientific Ufologists come National UFO Conference. And to a person, those who were there, unless I misread them badly, to a person, they all had moved away from the ETH and towards some version of an alternate reality theory. And I think that says something, that the old hands, the people that have been around for a very long time, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, even the name of your program suggests it, I believe you also fall into that category. Those of us who have been around for a long time, it's not like we can declare ex cathedra that there is no such thing as an extraterrestrial or that they cannot or might not visit the Earth. Even Carl Sagan, arch skeptic of such things, said at one time that there might be a visitation maybe once in thousands of years, and he cited an example from ancient Mesopotamian civilization, which I also find has some credibility. But this notion of ongoing everyday encounters, and all you have to do is do what I do with for my preparation for my blog when my computer is working, and you will find UFO sightings somewhere in the world every day of the week, 365 days a year, every year, since who knows when.
So Alan has wondered, by dint of the use of the name The Paracast for the show, whether I've left the extraterrestrial theory behind and I embrace something much wider. And that's worth the further answer. We'll continue that in our next segment. Next week, we'll have our episode featuring Dr. Kirby's surprise about synchronicity. And don't take this to the bank yet, folks, but we have a tentative arrangement to feature Whitley Strieber and his newest book on the Paracast in early February. Okay? A lot more to come on the show with Alan Greenfield and Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So our discussion is proceeding with Alan Greenfield, my old friend. The topic on the table is UFOs, not from outer space, but on alternate realities. But first, I want to put this on the table. We have this post in our forums at forum.theparacast.com from one of our posters, Wade. And he's referring to a book that you wrote some time ago called The Secret Cipher of the UFOnauts. Has the cipher changed? Do you still use it to predict the next sighting for yourself? Tell us.
Well, as of the mid-1990s, when the first edition of said book was published, I thought that once my book was out there, assuming that it got a wide circulation, and it has, it's in the tens of thousands, that the cipher would change. Thus far, it has not. What has happened is the use of the, what I call the funny names, the strange names in abduction or contact cases has diminished. So the number of cases that one can analyze using that particular cipher have become less. Now, whether there is a new cipher that I don't know anything about, I don't know. I do know that if I get something in the way of a word, a name, a planetary supposed origin, whatever, that I can predict the next major sighting. But I had hoped with those books, which are now Secret Cipher of the UFOnauts and Secret Rituals of the Men in Black, both of which are available in free PDFs now. So, I mean, there are still hard copy editions, but I don't get any royalties on them because the publisher of the original edition is long gone, and the publisher of the second edition never paid me any royalties. So I put them up as PDFs on Scribd, and one is welcome to read them intact. And my hope was, when I wrote them, that other people would use the cipher, apply it in the ways that I suggested, and do their own predicting and be at locations. Mobility with me is more of a task, because I don't drive, among other things, which you're a native New Yorker, so that might not seem totally strange to you, but to the vast majority of Americans, that is strange. And, you know, that's my particular weirdness.
Well, let me tell you this. My son knows how to drive, but he lives in Madrid where there's plenty of public transportation. So he doesn't own a car and he doesn't drive. Of course, also cars and gas are quite expensive in Spain.
Yeah, well, there you go. And my youngest son, who is an adult and still lives at home, walks to work. It makes things more difficult. It basically, and also I'm not wealthy, so I was once, but that was four marriages ago, among other things. So unless people invite me somewhere or for an occasion and sponsor me, I don't go. I mean, it's as simple as that. I think the National UFO Conference reunion was the only event that I paid my own way to in recent years. And yet I've been all over the world because people will sponsor me to come and spend a week bringing them up to speed on all of these things.
I'd like to return to this because you asked me about the name The Paracast and our approach to the UFO mystery. A lot of the things we've maintained on The Paracast over the years is that people shouldn't just look to the skies for the solution to the UFO mystery, and we've probably run more shows with those alternative theories than most radio shows out there. And, of course, this is a commercial radio show which is carried on terrestrial radio in addition, of course, to being heard online. So in that particular category, commercial radio show, we're probably almost alone in talking about UFOs with other possible theories. That kind of makes us outliers.
Well, there are a few others, at least, that will entertain it, and one or two that I can think of that also suggest that and maybe go further than you and are more on the same page as I am, thinking that maybe the ETH should be the ETS, the extraterrestrial speculation, because it's really not a hypothesis. It's not in the traditional dictionary sense of that term.
Again, the exception is the fact that we are on commercial radio, heard on normal radio stations. There are podcasts, of course, that are exceptions. I think one that comes to mind, perhaps the best one, is the one that's hosted by Greg Bishop.
Yeah, but I would imagine that the stuff, when people say, well, people don't have the same interest in UFOs that they had 20 years ago, I say, pardon me, actually, although the level of the information is lamentable, what this has done is gone mainstream culture. All you have to do is turn on any number of cable channels on TV, which reach many millions of people, and they churn out stuff. I mean, I've been on some of these programs, and they repeat them and repeat them and repeat them, and then they, you know, add to them what Ancient Aliens and the like have been on. And they're on channels that have that sort of pseudo stamp of authenticity, History, Smithsonian, whatever. But it's always ETH. Nothing else is ever discussed. And it's almost ETH to the exclusion of natural phenomena. So it's really, it borders on a belief system rather than a hypothesis of any sort. And that's what gets the, I don't imagine that you reach as many people as that. And maybe you do. If you do, more power to you. But the general thing, even on radio, is ETH oriented with we'll call them the middle of the night shows for truckers, and I'm sure you'll know what I'm talking about. But since I don't want to be excluded from their universe, I will decline to mention them in specific. But I do think that they muddy the waters. However, they're muddying the waters for the masses, just as there is serious paranormal research into apparitions. And I don't mean of the Virgin Mary, I mean of the deceased, but not much. And what has happened is that that research has been reduced to a group of plumbers in New Jersey who go out with various measuring, impressive-looking pocket tools and night vision goggles. And every time they see or hear anything, they go, "Whoa, wow!" Like, you know, they're – I mean, that's not research. That's strictly entertainment and is on the same level as reality television. I mean –
Well, we've reached the point now with reality television where the king of reality TV may be president of the United States.
That may very well be the case, and it may say something about the times we live in. I think, what was the line from Gladiator? Are you not entertained?
This kind of reminds me of something, and I think a lot of you will have empathy with this. I had what we call a crazy uncle when I was a kid. I had Uncle George. That was his real name. Uncle George was a retired lieutenant in the New York City Police Department. He would tell some pretty wacky stories, and today they would not be politically correct. But they would arrest juvenile delinquents or suspected juvenile delinquents, take them to some place in the basement in the police station, and knock some sense into them. I don't know if we could believe this. It was outrageous. And now the crazy uncle is a multi-billionaire. And he tells crazy stories, and people listen to him. In fact, we're doing the show right now, even though the show won't be heard for a few days, opposite a certain debate in which the crazy uncle is featured. So it's a pretty crazy world out there. But before we get too crazy, let me tell you, this is a special appearance by Alan Greenfield on our show. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Kurt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We continue our discussion with Alan Greenfield. We've talked about UFOs and the curious phenomenon of them winking in and out. Maybe they are from other realities. Maybe they are from inside the caves in our own reality. Maybe from under the sea. How do we prove it, man?
Well, you have to start by putting it in a different context. First of all, I think the notion of a hollow earth as such is, acceptable scientific proof, a term that I don't use lightly, that the earth is in fact not hollow, and that we pretty well, there are lots of things that we don't know specifically about the inside of the earth, but we do know that that the mass of the earth is suggests a molten core and a mantle around it and a thin layer upon which we grovel and call ourselves human beings on the surface, and then an atmosphere to protect us from the cosmic rays and rays of the sun. That is settled science. What is not settled science is it possible that when you go north beyond the North Pole at a certain altitude that you may penetrate one of these alternate realities and mistake it for the inner Earth? Is it possible that there are certain caves that are portals and that people, I mean, this is not new stuff. This is Ray Palmer's version of the Shaver mystery. Palmer did not believe that Shaver was correct, that these were beings from the interior of the earth. But he believed that Shaver was telling the truth as he understood it. The difference being that Palmer thought that there was an interpenetration of another reality. Similarly, there is, other than the Marianas Trench, we pretty well know the oceans of the Earth. We don't know them as well as we should. We know more about the moon than we know about the deepest bottoms of the ocean. But I think that other than civilizations that once existed on shorelines that various climate change effects have swallowed up, and that are indeed underwater, and I cover that a lot on my Facebook blog, there isn't some mysterious living civilization under the sea. That would be more unlikely, I think, than a past civilization on Mars that when the atmosphere thinned out, moved underneath, and that still exists there. I don't believe that is true, but I think it is possible. It's within the realm of possibility. I don't think we have any kind of Aquaman universe under the ocean, which is yet another reason why I don't believe in Superman.
And you certainly don't believe in a Fortress of Solitude or in Wonder Woman.
Not in this reality, no.
There you go. Maybe in another reality, such things exist. Okay, so for a few years, Ray Palmer continued to talk about holes at the poles, and we all assumed he was talking about physical holes at the poles. He then seems to change his tune and say that, no, he's talking about holes at the poles in the astral, perhaps his simplified way of talking about an alternate reality.
Within quantum physics, going back to the 1920s, mostly mathematical terms, not virtual terms, not actual terms, to use their type of language. So those of us in ufology struggling along, Ray Palmer included, we really had to draw on the language of the occult or the language of traditional storytelling to come up with terms for it. The astral. What is the astral? Well, that's, you know, that's a term without a specific meaning. It's used frequently, and even parapsychologists will use it, but usually in quotes. But what it's referring to is real enough. It's the notion of a reality that is, again, one of those old terms that has no real meaning, in a different vibrational level than our everyday universe. Consensus reality, as Carlos Castaneda, his imaginary teacher, told him. Consensus reality is very powerful. First of all, we reinforce it with each other all the time. From birth to death, we are reinforcing that, while the vast majority of human beings also hold supernatural beliefs in things that they can't see or know, and they call it faith, which is actually a perversion of the term faith, which originally means fidelity. That fides, faith. It's a sort of an equivalent to loyalty rather than belief as we commonly understand it now. Science isn't about belief. It's about facts and being able to establish a fact by the repeatable experiment. And many experiments in quantum physics have shown that there is a great likelihood that alternate realities with alternate timelines and maybe even no timeline at all exist. That being the case, I think that the notion of alternate realities, although the term may be lame and inadequate, is a very plausible one that has strong scientific backing, as opposed to the so-called extraterrestrial hypothesis, and to any belief system whatsoever, because belief systems have become just that. They are a matter of belief. I also have a kind of sociological interest in the fact that if you go back to the first flying saucer case, that being defined as the case where the term emerged from, not the actual first case, the Kenneth Arnold case, June 24th, 1947. Already in 1947, that false dichotomy was being foisted on people's consciousness, on the consensus reality. Either these are natural phenomena that are being misunderstood, and I'm sure there are many, many cases of that, although I don't think the percentages that you hear about are anything like correct. You know, they say 95% natural phenomena, 5% unknown. That's baloney. It's just not factoring in the number of cases or the number of good cases. I think it's more like 50-50, really. And unknown may be a more difficult thing to define than simply leaving it as a big question mark. In any case, we immediately went to their little green men from Mars, that was the term, or possibly Venus. At that time, we didn't know a great deal about Venus. They would have to be the molten men if they were from Venus as we know now, but I'm not even sure if Velikovsky had any correctness, whether Venus is actually a planet as such. But that's a totally, you know, off-point question. So we'll leave that as saying we immediately heard about the possibility we were being visited from Mars, something that goes back to H.G. Wells and the erroneous translation of channels to canals from early astronomical observations through the distorting atmosphere of the Earth, for which we should all be grateful.
Now, let me remind you that no less than UFO pioneer Major Donald Kehoe told us, and this happened the day before you and I went to NICAP and they told me to leave. He early on believed in the Martian canals, and that might indicate possible intelligent life on Mars. He wrote about that in his early books. Curious thing is, here is that the theory, forgetting the local planets that he voiced about UFOs from outer space, mirrors the theory that's being expressed today by most people in the UFO field with hardly any change. Before we go on, let me introduce you once again to the Paracast Plus. I know you've heard about it. I know a lot of you have been thinking about joining, but want to know more, want to think about it. Well, we offer the ad-free version of this show where we take out 41 minutes of network ads. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. We've just introduced a video channel with our first magnificent video from Chris O'Brien. We have show transcripts. We're getting more of those in the next few days. A lot coming in the Paracast Plus. A modest monthly, annual, five-year, or annual subscription rate gets you to be a part of the action. Go to plus.theparacast.com to learn more. plus.theparacast.com. Our guest this week is Alan Greenfield. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.